In citrus industry news, Southeast AgNet's coverage of the International Research Conference on Huanglongbing, or citrus greening disease, is being brought to you by Bayer Crop Science. One of the Florida folks here this week at the International HLB Conference in Orlando is Mike Carlton of the Florida Specialty Crops Foundation. In fact, the foundation is one of the sponsors of the research gathering. As Carlton says, supporting venues such as this is a perfect fit for the activities of this nonprofit foundation. We caught up with Carlton to discuss citrus greening research and other activities of this specialty crop foundation.
Looks like an awful lot is going on in terms of research. There are a lot of potential avenues that researchers are moving on. Fortunately, the Department of Citrus has come along and funded a significant amount of research, which has freed us up to focus on food safety issues and other crops, as well as some of the other things that the foundation is doing, such as educational efforts with things like a labor forum for growers. We're providing scholarships for college scholarships for children of farm workers. Beyond that, we're doing some philanthropic efforts for the industry, on behalf of the industry, support of the Redlands Christian Migrant Association, other things like that.
Where do you get your funding primarily?
The funding is almost exclusively coming from contributions from growers and from corporations. We have partnership levels at a pretty high level, $50,000 and higher. FFVA Mutual Insurance is a partner with us. Bayer Crop Science has just come on as a partner with us. But beyond that, growers themselves are making contributions, recognizing, I think, that funding from governmental agencies is going to be a little restrictive as time goes on, as the economy tightens, as the budgets tighten on the federal and national, state and national level.
Here at the International Citrus Huanglongbing Research Conference this week in Orlando, we're visiting with all kinds of folks from all around the world. Be sure to find lots more citrus and ag news headlines in the citrus category archives at the website. Just remember, southeastagnet.com. I'm Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet.